Welcome back to the Saturday Alert Podcast. This is episode 5. Today we got Dylan, Cal, myself, Carson, and Taya. Fuck. These are two of the background members of the podcast. They have pretty much been the first ones to hear every single episode. They've given us a lot of critique on a lot of what we say. Probably saved us a couple times by telling us to edit things out. But yeah. If you guys want to introduce yourself a little more.
Well, we're probably best known on this podcast as the neighbors. We've been living next to Dylan and Cal for probably 6 months now, maybe more.
Yeah, since the summer.
More than that, yeah.
Been living roughly through these two interesting times, interesting stories.
Taking care of them a lot.
So, for the viewers that haven't watched previous episodes, the neighbors are the ones that, like, pee in the sinks in the bathtub, or everything else that we've done with them.
Or when I woke up with my hair straight.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah.
So. I'll own up to that one.
But, yeah.
You ever talk about throwing knives at the wall in the old house?
We don't talk about that.
No.
We deny that.
Keep that off the internet. Just in case.
But, yeah. So.
Security deposit, you know.
We didn't pay for it.
We did not throw any knives or anything. Just keep going, please. Go with the topic.
But yeah. So we'll head into a little weekend recap. It was a pretty packed one. It was Cal's birthday weekend, so we pretty much partied all weekend. I'm pretty sure Cal's still running off that, and it's Thursday as when this is being recorded. So if you do the math. But yeah. So Friday night, had a little pre-party for Cal's birthday. I went to Delt, partied quite a bit. Went downstairs, me and Defren DJed a little bit. Defren was mainly DJing, playing off Spotify for quite a bit until he was ready, felt ready to start actually DJing. And then as soon as we started, pretty much everybody left the basement, so that was tough.
Because they like bad music.
Yeah, people like basic music.
We like
music.
Good music.
Defren plays Spicy Licks. Shout out to Friday Beard.
He played EDM, good EDM, and they like trap music, and that's something I do not like. And if you like that, I'm sorry, but...
You're basic.
it just keeps happening. It's just, I can't burp, so it just comes up, and I
have the same exact problem.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Reflux.
But yeah. So that happened. Midnight rolled around. And it was time for Cal's reckoning. Me and Dylan found him and pretty much started slapping him and pushing him around. It was hilarious.
Yelling happy birthday.
Didn't even know it was my birthday. I was like, is it 12 yet? And they're like, yeah. Chug that. And I was like, come on, man. It's a bottle of Jack, bro. It's... No. And I did it. I did not puke.
It's
if
hilarious.
They say I did, fucking lies. Fake news.
We also made you chug that pounder of Bud Light.
Oh, that wasn't fun. I did puke that. Yeah. When I puked, it was just like the beer. So it was like cold. It was just like I was drinking in reverse.
Oh. Gross.
I was just feeding the toilet cold beer.
Yeah.
Oof.
Monitor. And after that, don't ask me anything because...
See, I know a little bit about what happened after that.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to know. And I don't know if they... I don't know if I want them to know.
Too bad they have to.
Yeah, they get to know. See, Defren found me at about 2 and said, Cal needs to go home. He just fell down a flight of stairs and he's trying to fight someone who's about 3 times the size of him. So I finally find you.
It was Cyborg.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
One of my closest friends.
Yep. Yeah. And I find you. You tell me to leave you alone. And then I finally convince you to leave, and in about a 50-foot span, you pulled me into the snow about 6 times. We made it across the street. We were walking through the alley, and a car with bright LED lights comes up, and assume it's a cop, so I leave you in the alley after you pulled me down another 2 times. And then, so I leave you. And you start running at the car, hollering at it. Yeah. Luckily, it was just a bunch of other college kids.
You didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
The next day, I did.
She did.
Because you start yelling at them, and they drive by laughing at you, so it makes you mad. So you start trying to run after him.
Oh.
But you see, the alley was a little slippery that night. So you try to start running, you fall, you try to get back up, and you fall again. So then I had to go pick you up, and I try to bring you home, and I point to your new house, but you start running towards your old house.
Dude, I did it!
Oh, you did really? It, and I go, no, 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 the other one. And you literally, like, you're beelining straight for the old house, and then just all of a sudden you take a hard turn to the new house. And then you got in the door. You got in the door, laid down on the couch, and did not move until two people carried you to your bed.
Oh, and then fell carrying you to the bed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say this right now. That actually didn't happen. Just to get more views. What actually happened was I had a few beers, my fraternity house, and walked home, safe and sound.
Okay.
Went to bed.
I think it would have been really
took
funny.
Some melatonin too, like, you know, Advil, melatonin to be ready for the next, you know, shut the fuck up.
Would have been would have been funnier is if he had, like, had he walked back alone, gotten into the old house, and
if
just
he had, like,
passed out on
and
the
then,
floor.
And then, like, he's like, wait.
Well, someone stole my...
Woke up the next morning.
That
the
would be stole everything I own.
Super scary, because we would have no idea
no, we
where he went.
Him.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like that would have been like one of our first guesses, though.
No, no chance.
Really? I would have guessed.
No.
That would have been like
our house first.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would have gone like Delt, neighbors, old house. Like that is the order.
If I was as drunk as I was, I would have been like, check Delt, check the neighbors, check here, then like call the police probably, or just assume he's dead and leave him. You know,
yeah.
Sleep peacefully.
Fair enough. We're such good friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened.
Oh,
kind
and then
of,
the next... Oh,
ooh,
the cops
also, yeah. Fire alarms went off, so the cops and the fire department came. Apparently, I almost got in a fight. Don't really remember that happening, but, yeah. And then I passed out at some point.
Did you make it home at least?
Yeah, I think Emily drove me. I'm pretty sure Emily drove me home. Thank God. But, actually, no. Might have been JoJo that drove us, actually, now that I'm thinking of it.
Still a pretty good night.
Great night. No, like, turned out, I woke up in my own bed. I've said it before, I hate waking up in, like, other people's couches or anything like that. But, yeah, woke up, next day, got Cal's calling me, telling me I need to buy a steak because me, him, and Deffern are cooking steaks. So, yeah, I go get a steak. He tells me that they're, like, going to be back at the house in, like, 5-10 minutes. So, I'm like, all right, I got to hurry up. And I get here after buying my steak, and Dylan's just chilling here. I'm like, where's Cal? And he's like, he's at Target or something. And I was like, all right, well, said he was leaving there, like, 15 minutes ago. I call him after like a half an hour of being here waiting for him, and he's now at my place. And
well, because he lives with Deffern.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's at my and Deffern's place. I'm like, are we cooking there? Like, what the fuck is going on? So then it's another 45 minutes go by.
It's because Deffern's a princess. I was like, Deffern, let's go. He was waiting. He was like, hold up, dude. I'm getting ready. And he was just on his phone in the middle of this kitchen just texting. I was like, Deffern, please, let's go.
I'm sure that's how exactly
yeah,
that went
that's
down.
Exactly how it happened.
Okay. But yeah, they get back, bring Cal to his first experience in a liquor store. Never seen a kid look more like he's in a kid in a candy store, except for the kid's a blackout drunk.
I just walked in there and there was like so many options.
Yeah, no kidding.
What do I want?
Yeah.
I don't think we'd ever seen you that happy in your life.
Yeah.
Just off the videos.
No, it was just so... He spent so much time in the IPA or like the craft beer IPA section.
I love
just
IPAs.
Like, yeah. He's a beer snob. He loves like super heavy like IPAs. I'm not like that. Give me a domestic or like a
give
seltzer.
Give him a Bush Light and he'll just be like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like an uncle in the playground.
Shush. But
nope.
Yeah, so...
So many options.
So, yeah.
To choose from.
So, the one in the stroller or in the slide? Like, I don't know.
Not.
Okay. Yeah, keep going, please.
Nice. So yeah, we get Cal back. Our steaks are almost ready to get cooked. Cal just burns the living fuck out of my steak. Or no, not burns it. He overcooks it.
It was too thick. And I was like, dude, I've never cooked a steak that's this thick. So I put it in the oven. And I was like, I don't know if it's done or not. So I just took it out. I seared it. And it was burnt.
Cal's normal cooking could be like on the hood cooking TikToks. You know, do you follow those pages where it's just like they open the air fryer and it's just like got like leftover leftover like French fries and crab legs in there. That if you took videos of you cooking, that's exactly what it would be. And I love it, but yeah.
I'm just proud that you guys didn't get food poisoning from that.
I'm just proud that we ate before.
Yeah,
that's
the ensuing degeneracy of what we were gonna do.
Did I eat? I probably honestly didn't eat.
I don't know if you did.
You never.
Maybe
do.
Cereal or ramen.
But yeah. So we did that. Drank our beers that we had bought from the liquor store. And then after a while, we went to Speedway. Nice.
I was like, is that right? I don't think that's the right
thing. Also didn't hear he said botten.
I don't care. Anyway.
English is yep.
Case in point, you know.
Yeah, but yeah. After a while, we went to Speedway and had a couple fish bowls, and this is where I started to realize that Cal might just not make it.
He could have kissed like a 50-year-old.
Oh, come on! All right, so the table next to us—they're being really loud.
They're like woo. They're woo girls. They're like going woo woo.
Yeah, and then he was going like woo woo too, and then they looked at us. And then they're like, it's her birthday. It was like this 50-year-old, and I was like, it's my birthday too.
Shout out to Kelly, by the way.
And then she was like, oh, that's so funny. And then they were all like, kiss. And I was like, boy, you better shut the fuck up, please. I should have kissed her.
You wouldn't have lost anything if you kissed
that
her.
I know, so I should have.
It's not like you're trying to take her home.
No, I was just like, it's going to be awkward, but I should have kissed her. I don't have a problem with kissing like a 50-year-old. It's just a kiss.
All right. Anyway. So, yeah. We got a couple fish bowls. Cal's deleting them. I mean, you were helping quite a bit.
Yeah.
You were taking your fair share.
I think me and Cam did a lot to do with
Yeah. Them. We were doing the mega sips where we're all just trying to see how far we could get it down. So we're all fucked up. I go up to the bar and ask Courtney for a shot of tequila for Cal. And she's like, what kind? And I was like, the worst kind. And I bring it up to Cal and he's just like, fuck
now
you.
I was just minding my own business while he was doing that. I didn't even know he was there. I was just talking about, like, I don't know, stocks, girls.
Of course you were.
Football, I don't even know what the first time it was, just like something normal, and then he just comes up and he was like, hey Cal, there you go, I hate tequila. And
you love tequila.
I love tequila.
I hated that shot even more than I hate tequila.
It's not sponsored by tequila, but you know, I love
it. It'd be sick to get sponsored by a tequila company.
Oh yeah, and as you guys were at Speedway, we went to Romantics and picked up a couple gifts for Cal.
Oh yeah.
Including multiracial penis balloons that we inflated with helium stuck all over his room and that he ended up cuddling that night as he passed out in his bed. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, we have pictures.
Cal cuddles dicks. That's going on the Instagram.
Why would you right hear about stuff like here. That now?
Yeah. I'll edit it right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then we got him like a booby squirt gun and like a penis candy necklace. Did you ever eat that?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the special occasion.
Not yet.
Lube?
Oh, yeah, the little one use lube, yeah, because that's all you need. And then, yeah, I'd say the penis balloons are probably the most successful, hence a lot of people were appreciating them that
and
night.
Something they really special that we don't talk
we're
about.
We're not going to talk about that. That was from
it's
me.
It's really special.
Didn't even use it right.
But yeah.
Haven't used it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already know what it is.
People said you did. And
no.
Oh.
They're like, you
I was lied to.
I was also lied to through a second source.
I don't remember.
You probably don't remember.
I hope I didn't.
You had a one-night stand with it.
It's not like a one-night stand. It's more
not like a blow-up doll or anything.
It's more like
a brief interaction.
I don't.
Can we move the fuck on?
All right. Super Bowl. Super
no,
Bowl.
No, 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 no. We haven't even. We said Super Bowl. We haven't even started with the downtown.
I heard Super Bowl.
So yeah, we get back from Speedway. We're having a few beers here, waiting for rides, trying to figure out how the fuck to get us all downtown.
We're still there.
Yeah.
And
she
got dragged into it. Yeah. Shout out to Taya. She thankfully took a group of us down there because we would not have made it. But these motherfuckers are just sitting here like, all right, like, we're coming up on, like, 10:30. Like, me and Dylan are kind of at the same spot. We're like, let's just get the fuck downtown, but we can't. So we finally get down there.
We're waiting for him, and he's
hiccuping.
Because
he had the hiccups.
Yeah,
he threw up. Oh, yeah. That's 100% to the point where I was like, this is not going to go well. Because Cal's... And it was because of the hiccups, to be fair. But
like,
you puked so much, and I was like, that ain't
good. Because my friends were like, Casey and Jack, they weren't here yet, but... Well, they're like, dude, if you got the hiccups, just go pull trig. And I was like, really? Is that the only option?
I feel like there's other options.
We tried. Hiccups? We tried so many different things.
I remember trying, and they were like, yeah, just do that. So I went in the bathroom and just pulled a trig, and I was fine. And I was like, all right, let's go.
You didn't
However,
smell bad, so congrats to that.
Because
I
brushed
time,
my teeth.
Like 3 times. I remember you brushed your teeth like 3 times separate times because
yes,
I think
you
kept.
We're lucky he didn't brush his tongue because every time he does that, he throws up.
However, that kept happening to me, like during the night, like at the bar. So I just kept going to the bathroom and puking. And I just remember the guys were puking. And I was like, "All right, I'm gonna puke," but it's not because of the alcohol. It's because I have the hiccups. And they're like, "All right, sure, dude, go puke." And I would puke every single time. It happened like 4 times.
Because
I just had the worst hiccups.
But you might have poseidus.
The fuck?
The fuck is that?
I know exactly what you're getting at.
That's
all right.
Poseidus?
Yeah. Sound
it out. He got it. He'll get it. It's okay. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Oh, yeah. But yeah, we get downtown to the bars. We go to the loft. And then I bring...
Poseidus?
We have a couple drinks at the loft.
God.
And I'm introducing Cal how to order a drink and like how to tip on a drink.
And I
honestly felt like a mother and a daughter trying to like guide
him. Put a tampon
him,
in or some shit.
Guiding him along how to do things downtown. No, he's still pretty fucked up. But
no, I didn't.
What?
Wait, I was fucked up.
You were fucked up.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah,
I was
you were still pretty fucked up. And then I decide as a meme, I have to bring Cal to what I consider to be pretty much the worst bar in Grand Forks.
The greasiest place
you've ever been. As a meme, because I had to show... If you're going to show Cal the best of Grand Forks downtown, you have to show Cal the worst.
Well, you
of
don't
Grand
have
Forks.
To.
That well, is... it was funny, just so you never wonder. Yeah. You know, so...
I thought I was going to get shot.
You walk in, and you're like, where the fuck am I?
And I was
you
like,
leave.
Can we please leave, guys? And we were in there for 1 minute, and I was like, can we go, please? I do not like this at all.
Yeah, we went...
They were all looking at me weird. Like, everyone at the bar was just like, who the fuck are these guys? And I was like, please, let's go, please.
Yeah. So, yeah, brought them there. I'm not going to name names, but if you're from Grand Forks, you know exactly what bar I'm talking about.
It's not a 10. If you're going to call it 10, call it 2.
Yeah.
Max.
Then we make our way down to Joe Black's, that's and this so is where bad. The real party starts, I guess.
Mm-mm.
And,
didn't like that one either.
You didn't like... Yeah, because Joe Black...
I like the loft.
Cal doesn't like crowded places. It makes him nervous. So, and Joe Black's was...
Pee myself.
Yeah, Joe Black's was way too packed that night.
Ink.
I hit every single person in that bar. I just wanted to punch him in the throat. Every single person.
Joe Black's, and everybody's buying Cal shots. It's fucking hilarious how many shots he's taking. People you didn't even really know were buying shots. It was hilarious.
They knew my name, too, and I was like, who are you? Why do you know my name?
But yeah, and then... Eventually, it's time to start rolling out. And when I knew it was time to start rolling out, I see Cal just sit next to Cam, and he just fucking
just
knocks
out
on Cam. Yeah. And so this is where I start taking pictures. And then it was like, sweet boy. But yeah, so we come back here.
It was a long night, all right?
Oh,
it was a long night.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
Yeah.
For you.
Cal got introduced to Rumplemintz, which was awesome.
Nice.
And then... head back here. You ended up giving people rides back, too, didn't you?
Yes, but none from the original party.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Who did you drive home?
I drove
you don't have to name names, but
home and some friends from high school.
I don't know.
Emily ran. I know Emily drove us home, but I don't know how anybody else got home.
I don't know how the three that I drove from your guys' party, I have no idea how they
got home. Ubered or something. I found a ride home with the most random dude in. Yeah, I think that this chick was from Sweden or something. Her English was horrible. But I was with my friend.
Maybe she was just blacked out.
No, because there were three of them. And one of them couldn't speak English. And then one of the girl's brothers was at a pickup truck. So I was like, he's got to be from around here. You know, just a big pickup truck. And that's how I found my way home. I don't know who it was, but I was in a car with some girl that was from Sweden and three other people.
Very nice. Yeah. But yeah, that's actually the night that I discovered my new favorite drink for downtown.
Really?
Yes, vodka soda with limes.
You can't even taste the vodka.
No. Can't even really taste the soda because club soda tastes like shit. Right. The lime just overtakes it all, and it's like a nice lime water.
Kind of tastes like a margarita, kind of.
No. It's just the lime. But
it depends on how much lime you add.
That's what limes taste like.
But yeah. So, and by this point, we're, like, trying to record a new episode the next day, and I can't believe we thought we were going to record
one. He was like, all right, let's do it by one. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. It's, like, 4 a.m. We're not doing this by one. He's like, all right, 2. I'm like, you're pushing it. On an average day, I wake up around 1 or 2. And he's like, all right, 3. I'm like, I could do 3.
I'm pretty optimistic about our waking up times, and I really need to stop doing that.
No. Well, I woke up around 1:30, and I was like, dude,
I woke up at 2:30.
Well, today I come in here and I look at my phone. I'm like, "There's no fucking way this is gonna happen."
Well, today he was like, "Yesterday he was like, let's go to the bars. Like, it's like a wedding place. It's not even like we weren't gonna drink a lot, but it was like, let's go to this bar with wings tomorrow at 3. Call him at 3, didn't answer. 3:30, didn't answer. 4, didn't answer. Then 4:20, 4:10.
I called you back by like 3:50.
No.
Yes, because I woke up at 3:30, and then I ignored your call for about 20 minutes, and then I called you back. I was not in a good mood when I woke up today.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's sauce, bro.
Wow.
Was that the night you tried to buy cattle?
Huh?
Nah, that was...
What happened?
No, we'll get into that in just a minute. We'll get back into that. That's another one of our topics.
The funny thing about, like, Cal, trying to make the plan for the podcast is, like, it was, like, 3:30, and Cal finally came out of his room, and I'm like, yo, you know where Q is? Like, yeah, he's not at his house right now. So we were like, dude, where the fuck is he? And then we realized he's an adult. If he's lost, then he's like, he can figure it out, you know?
Fair enough.
So.
But, yeah. And then, well, and thankfully, Teo wasn't going to be able to do this until later anyway, so we ended up doing it anyway. But, yeah. So that whole night happened. We got back here, got really fucked up, and then I ended up back at home, stayed up till like 7 a.m., which is why I wasn't able to wake up in time or to even cook the food
naturally
for the Super Bowl the next day. I honestly didn't plan on getting like drunk for the day of the Super Bowl, but yeah, I got way too fucked. Like, before people even pulled up, I was hammered.
I was buzzing too.
Yeah. But yeah, Super Bowl was fun. Had quite a few people over. Had a good time.
No, and then
it was a good time.
After the Super Bowl sucked.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, I'm gonna go home. And then him and his friend, our friend David, they're like, okay, downtown then. And I was like, dude, no. And they're like, oh no, yes. So I was like, all right, I've got to get ready. So I went in the bathroom, pulled trig to get. I don't know why I did that.
That's 3 days in a row.
To get ready for the bars.
He wants to stay skinny.
That's the grossest streak.
I know, but then we went to the bars, and I was just like, all right, I'm just going to keep the buzz going. I'm not going to get drunk as fuck. Well, little did I know.
Yeah. So, we get DT with David and Emily.
Yeah.
And, we start. David starts ripping tequila shots. So I was like, I love tequila. Like, I'll start taking tequila shots. And we're like 5 tequila shots deep, a couple drinks. And I remember being like feeling like pretty decent, like just normal drunk. And then fucking out of nowhere, I was just like blackout drunk, no control over anything.
Oh, the pics are just.
Oh, When you kiss David, yeah, you should put that picture on the Instagram.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not David, but I have one of Cal kissing me, which is also hilarious. Oh yeah.
Wait, you ended up doing it?
Yeah. We've said it last week, the boys have a problem kissing the other boys.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok today, I sent
it to
you.
See, it's not just me. For everyone that's watched the previous episodes, it's not just me.
See, right.
I didn't kiss anybody this weekend.
But we're chicks and we can control it pretty well, but you guys are not okay.
That's because they've been holding it back for so many years.
Yeah.
They're just releasing it like a big cum
no,
shot.
But they, no, but let me talk about this. All right. So, I remember I was with his girlfriend. I don't know where you were, but I was just with her at the bar, like the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, Emily, can I say your name?
Yeah.
All right, Emily,
as long as you don't full name it.
Let's take shots. And she's like, bet. And I was like, I'll buy you a shot. It's fine. So I buy her shot. We drink. And then, oh, another one. All right, I'll pay for it. Yeah, all right. And then the last one was like, all right, let's buy shots. Bet, I'll pay for it again. I open my wallet.
Empty.
Zero. Nothing. There's just nothing there. And I was like, did I really do this? Did I get robbed?
Yeah, you like, got no, like, a little angry because you were like, where the fuck did all my money go? And I'm like, oh, welcome to downtown.
It was me, probably. So then she's like, don't worry, I'll pay for it this time. And then I was like, fuck.
Lance robbed you.
Lance literally hijacked your wallet.
Literally. And then we took shots and then, No, and then...
Your throat's doing the thing.
Didn't they kick us out because we were closing or something like that?
Well, they closed, so we went out to the lobby, and we're like, oh, fuck, we have no ride home.
And then I remember looking to my right, and I see him on the ground, just...
Yeah, I'm in the on the floor of the lobby of Joe Black's, just laying there. I was like, I don't care. I'm over the everything going on. So finally,
I don't think
David's
he's okay.
So finally, David's roommate came and got us. We get back to my place, and... We walk into the apartment, I fall, and Defrin comes out, and he's literally like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, he thought we got drugged.
Yeah.
Because we were so fucked up. It was, I almost wish he was on here just to explain the story of when we came back, because I'm sure he has a much tighter grasp on what happened that night, but I have plenty of pictures, and they're all nightmarish. Like, it's a nightmare. And...
stuff.
It was, the pictures are so funny. Cal was sending them to me the next morning, and I was like, holy fuck, dude, I don't remember shit from last night. And then, but yeah, that's pretty much all that I remember from that night. I don't know if you have,
after,
I think I called you at some point.
I know I got a text
from
Cal
at
3:30.
Yep.
And I wake up and he's like frantically texting to see where I am and if I'm awake. And I asked him I asked him the next morning, and I was like, what was that about? And he just goes, I just needed to make sure I wasn't going insane. That was all the context I got.
Yeah.
No, and then after that night, did you guys that, like, we talking about this? Like, we were having extreme nightmares.
Dude, that has been, that's weird. The thing that's been going on.
That we've all had really fucked up nightmares.
Like, I remember last night, we all had nightmares 2 nights ago. I don't know what if you had nightmares.
I didn't have
last
a nightmare
night was the
last
first
night
I haven't had a nightmare in a
same.
Long while.
I lied, I had a nightmare last night.
But yeah,
but
I don't
since
remember
the weekend. Ever since the weekend, I've been having, like, extreme nightmares, and they were scary, and sleep paralysis. Like,
that's back.
8, 9, 10 a night. Like,
it's
I would
gotta
go
be the
to
booze
bed
to some degree.
And wake up, and I couldn't move.
The substances.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
pretty much Dylan's been having nightmares. Even Cam's been having nightmares. And you
Cam
guys too.
I've had nightmares. I don't know about Taylor.
I don't think I have. I think I've been okay.
It was like 3 days ago I had one, and today I had one. But yeah.
Care to elaborate?
I fought the devil in one of them.
Oh, tell him.
Was
tell him
punching yourself or what?
No, I don't want to tell that.
He looked like Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, no. I don't think that was a devil. But I remember the devil, he was wearing a suit and a hat, like a fedora kind of.
Nice.
And I was just fighting him, and I remember I couldn't punch him because I don't know if he was a devil or if it was just a dream, and I couldn't punch him. And then I fought him, and then another guy showed up, and it was like Lil Uzi.
But not like his height.
Yeah.
Or the diamond in his face.
He had the diamond.
No way.
Yeah, so I think I just dreamed of Lil Uzi, and
that's
I was just
sick
fighting him. But it was It wasn't like, I don't think it was related to the devil dream, but I knew like it was a devil, kinda. I don't really believe in that shit, but it was just like, I know that's the devil and I'm fucking fighting you.
That's so weird.
But then I also fought Lil Uzi. I'm not sponsored by Lil Uzi, by the way, or his diamond in his forehead, but
a lot of money, man.
He had the pink diamond right here.
Dude.
Oh,
God. You gotta figure that out.
I know, it just won't stop. Yeah. And yeah, I remember I fought him and I don't think I won. It was a dream, but
I lost.
That's tough.
Any of you guys have interesting nightmares you want to talk about?
You know when the thing where it's like, have you ever tried to explain your nightmares and then you just end up sounding like a fucking idiot?
No.
That's all of mine.
mine are very vivid.
I would actually classify mine more as like night terrors because they're not scary like if you just talk them out, but like while you're experiencing them, they're just like you're having like fucking your anxiety and like freaking out. That's basically what mine are. So I'm pretty sure mine are like night terrors, which is worse because like you just wake up and you're like breathing hard, sweating. It's just terrible. But yeah, that's been happening to me for about a week now. I actually am going to go get a sleep study done because I also have pretty sure I have sleep apnea. Emily says like I stop breathing in my sleep all the fucking time.
That sucks, dude.
So yeah, I'm going to go get that checked out and see if that fixes anything.
My buddy had that when he was a little kid. I don't know if it went away, but he was like 5 or 6 and one night he just stopped breathing. And he was like super close to dying, but his parents like walked in and saved his life somehow.
That's so fucked
up. I have no idea how, but like they just did.
Yeah. Well, and my dad has it and my mom has it to a degree, so I definitely gotta go get it checked out.
Yeah.
Probably hereditary to some degree. So yeah.
100%.
Definitely gotta go get that checked out. And I wanna get it fixed. Because my dad didn't get it fixed till he was like 45.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get it fixed before, or like at least get something to treat it before I enter like the workforce actually next year. But yeah, I guess that's all I really have on the nightmares, if you guys don't have anything.
The last one I had was oddly predictive, because part of it came true.
That's fucked. That's even worse. That's way worse.
That's like a vision, kind of.
What was it?
It was, so, I don't remember all the details, but the part that came true is that in my, like, nightmare, one of my friends, Maya, she fell down a flight of stairs, and she ended up cracking her head open.
Oh,
and in my nightmare, she died. No. Well, then, fast forward a few months, on my birthday, it's almost been a year since it actually happened, but she cracked her head open on Defren's bar and woke up with a bunch of adults standing around her.
Because the next day, I cleaned out her crusted wound and took her to the ER as she admitted her alcoholism to the nurse, so it was a interesting 24
hours. I saw a tweet that this one girl had a lucid dream, and she, like, walked into some room. There was a guy there, and he was like, this is my dream. And she was like, wait, but this is my dream. And 3 weeks later, she saw the same dude on a train. She had no idea who he was.
That's how all my nap dreams are. Like, I was on a
plane. Nap dreams are crazy.
I was on a plane to Arizona, and I was just taking little 10-minute naps, and every time I'd wake up, it was because, like, in the one I remember is I was talking to Dylan, and, like, I was in the dream, we were talking, and then I reached my hand out to, like, touch his shoulder, and he looks at me dead in the face and says, no, you can't touch me right now, you are on a plane to Arizona. I wake up in the plane with my arm out like this.
That's cool as fuck.
And it just happened the entire 3-hour flight.
That sucks.
It was just talking to different people and waking up like with my arm raised.
See, my nightmares have kind of been like that, but it's like I'm going to bed at a normal time, but instead of like sleeping for like 8 hours like a normal fucking person, I wake up every 2 hours.
That's what I do.
And it's like I'm entering REM sleep like right away. But then I just keep waking up and doing the same thing over again. So that's why it's been so fucking bad. So that's why I'm trying to go get the sleep study done.
What's been happening to me was like, as I'm falling asleep, I can feel that I'm going to have like a sleep paralysis episode.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
So like I don't know, but I feel like a ring in my ear. It's like two ringies, like one very low, like, and then the other one's like, then I'm just like,
I do that.
And I'm like, okay, I have to wake up. And then I try to fall back asleep and it happens again. So like it just the whole night and I can't sleep.
For me it's like a super heavy weight on my shoulders and neck pushing me down. I'm like, ah, if I do that now then I won't be able to go to bed. So I just like
no, and then I took a nap and 2 days ago, and I remember I was having like sleep paralysis a lot, and one of them, I woke up and I could feel like arms holding my hands like against the bed and my body, and they were like praying or saying stuff around me that I couldn't understand, and they're like, oh man, I was that, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was like,
that's fucking horrifying.
Five people, like, and I could hear like two guys and like two ladies, just, I could tell that they were old, and they were just saying stuff, and I was like, holy fuck, can you just let me go? Can I fucking wake up?
Oh, it was actually us, and you were awake, actually.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I've never had sleep paralysis like you guys. That must be pretty.
I've only had it once.
There was one. I'd like looked over. I was on one side. I flipped over on the cool side of the pillow, obviously. Nice. And then I heard this girl moan in my ear. She's like, and I was like, oh, this is funny, because I started laughing in my sleep paralysis, and then she goes. And so I like, start laughing more, and then I felt like the weight pressed on me, like, oh, it's a sleep paralysis, wake up, and then I woke up.
Usually when I have sleep paralysis, I just wake up and I just can't move, and that's it. Like, I don't, and then I've had it so often that I can just go back to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm kind but of at that part too. But one time I woke up and I opened my eyes and I could see like a face right here, and it was just like,
oh.
Right here. And that was the worst one I've had.
That's horrible.
But it was like for 10 seconds, 5 seconds.
That's so long, dude.
I woke up and I was like, holy shit, what the fuck was that? But it was the weirdest thing. It was like 2-3 inches from my face. And it was just like a really ugly face. Like an old woman just looking at me. And her face was all like fucked up. And
Cal, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but please go to therapy.
No, he's taking melatonin. He's chill.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And that was only once.
Maybe we should move into a little lighter
time. I like old ladies.
Valentine's Day weekend is coming up. What do you guys have planned?
Probably going to be in my room.
Yeah.
Alone.
Being single and lonely.
Playing with himself.
Nice. Taya?
Well, yeah, on Friday, I have a formal date party that I'm going to with my boyfriend.
Gross.
And then I think we're just having a chill Sunday Valentine's Day, just supper.
And a lot of sex and wine, huh?
I wasn't going to say that.
Awesome.
It wasn't why.
Exactly. I didn't think I had to say it.
I have... honestly, as wild of a weekend planned, honest, because Friday...
You're doing the same thing again?
Not quite. Come? Not quite. Oh. So, Friday, don't know what we're doing yet, but Saturday, we got our Valentine's Day party.
Yeah.
I can't come to that, apparently, no.
You'll figure it out.
Can I go?
I'm going downtown.
I don't know.
If you can go and I can't do it, there's going to be... I'm going to throw hands.
We're going to make it happen.
I'm going to the date party because I actually got invited.
Yeah, well, me too. Because, okay, I'm in this fraternity.
You are?
And I was suspended because...
What, you want to elaborate on that
no,
a little more?
No. I was suspended and it's because of, like, money issues. And then...
Which is a shocker for Cal.
Can I keep going?
Tell the story.
And then Defrin was going to take me as his date.
Aw.
He already has 2 dates.
Well, I was the second one. Though. It was Natalie and me. And then the president was like, nah, actually, Cal can't come. So now I don't know what to do.
He already bought a dress and everything.
Yeah, I had a dress. It was red. It was beautiful.
I just want to see those legs. Wait, where are the calves again?
Oh my god, seeing those hairy legs in a dress. Can you please wear a dress to get like a...
You will definitely really get let in if you wear a dress. Come on. Please
Who would
do
say
it.
No
please
to
do
that?
It. You can borrow one of mine. Honestly.
Dude,
we're probably the same
please?
Size.
We don't have to show anybody.
We'll show it.
That'd be sick.
I mean, give me drunk enough and I'll do it.
Everyone.
You'll get yourself
I'll straighten
drunk
his
enough.
Hair too.
Yeah.
He'll look extra cute.
I'll put on some makeup. You look like a dime.
You'll feel pretty for once.
But yeah.
Oh, if anybody wants to visit, I'll be working at Texas Roadhouse on Valentine's night.
Well, the plugs are at the end.
Oh,
chill.
But yeah, so I have that plan, that whole thing planned, and then Sunday night, Valentine's Day, so probably do just whatever with Emily. And then...
Just whatever, you know.
Y'all don't need to worry about it.
I'm gonna
And then Monday night is my work's Christmas party. So
it's February.
Yeah, it's restaurants sometimes do Christmas parties like way later.
Do they?
Or at least no, like, yeah. The ones that I've worked at have done them way later.
I don't think they do, man. Ones.
Well, the two I've worked at have. So they're bringing us down to Manoman to the casino and putting us all up in hotel rooms for the night. And
that's
so,
a sweet Christmas party.
Right?
Fuck.
Yeah. So we're going to gamble, drink, and
black up.
Get free hotel rooms, which is pretty sick.
Free hookers.
So yeah, we're doing that. And that's going to be a wild Monday night. But that's Monday night.
That sounds sweet.
But yeah.
We have, that's Tuesday that we've got our first sorority meetings.
Yes, nice. We do.
Oh, you're a sorority girl.
We are sorority girls.
God. Sorority girls.
Yeah.
Girls, I forgot.
Yeah, we talked about this half an hour ago.
I know.
Now we've all been in some part of Greek life, so we're all
still
basic
am.
As well. Yeah.
ATO, what's up?
Okay,
just kidding.
Like
fuck you guys.
You're a part of now.
Unless you're fans of the podcast, then I apologize.
That's fair.
It's too late for that.
Yeah, it's way too late for that. But yeah, I guess we'll move into our roses and thorns. You guys know.
Nope. You want to elaborate a little more?
Roses and thorns. Told you. Basically, you give a rose to something good that happened in the past week. You give a thorn to something shitty that happened in the past week, or just in general. But yeah.
I guess I'll start.
We'll let Dylan start.
Yeah, we'll warm you guys up to it. So I'm going to give a rose to not only Cal's birthday, but the fuckers that bought 250 shots at Joe Black's. That was sick. I had a couple of those. Wonder Woman's, by the way. They're pretty tasty. Cal's birthday week was pretty good, but now I get to make fun of him again because it's not a thorn to... I don't really know. Probably not drinking as often. It's all related to alcohol, so that's all I got.
Always
unfriendly. Well, rose to the to this snowy weather that we're having, and thorn to
I hate you
alcohol, but it's been really snowy lately. It sucks.
All right, I have a rose to just the whole entire last weekend. It was one of the most nuts weekends I've had.
But not as good as Halloween weekend, but it was still good.
But a thorn to how I felt when I woke up Monday morning. We're going to try and avoid that in the next few weeks, but it's probably not going to happen this weekend.
Try
so we'll try again next week.
I would definitely have to give a rose to Cal's birthday in general, but specifically when everybody got back from the bars.
Mm.
That time period was... Oh, that was a weekend in itself.
I don't remember much.
I don't either.
That's the goal.
I would have to give a thorn to my newish job where I am easily 10 plus years younger than all my coworkers.
Those are kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
Not this situation.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Making money, though.
That's true.
Probably give my rose to probably my first experience at Speedway on Tuesday.
Speedway is a fucking time.
It was a pretty good experience, in my opinion, with the coworkers. And probably my thorn to being a mom of Taya Part 2, taking care of the other group. As she was taking care of Cal, I took care of the rest of the drunk idiots and brought them home or made sure they didn't die at Delt or somewhere across the night. So, yeah.
Love that. Well, last week we introduced our riddle bit, so nobody messaged Instagram, but somebody did get it in person. Cody, my manager, was listening to it, and he got it.
Shout out to Cody.
So shout out to Cody. So if you want to give the answer to the riddle last week.
So there are two dudes in a canoe in the desert. God. They're paddling with their oars. The first guy goes, where's the oars?
In the desert, in the sand.
I said that,
no,
dude.
Did he? Oh, yes. Never mind.
How about you shut the fuck up?
Keep going. Come on.
Holy fuck. First guy goes, where's the oars? Second guy goes, sure does. The first guy said, where's the oars? Because it's sand. It wears down the oars. And it sure does wear down the oars, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have a similar riddle for those of you that didn't get the first one. How long is a Chinese man? Sure is. If you can figure it out, let us know. We appreciate it in the comments.
And also, DMs. I have a question that will make you go,
Oh, no.
Mm. ask them the question, or should I?
So if people if people's legs bent the other way, if the knees bent the other way, what shape would the chairs be? It's a question that really makes you go
I think with that, message us the answer to the riddle. We'll probably close it out for the week.
Thanks for having us on, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you guys for being on.
If you ever have any questions from the female perspective of these guys, feel free to let us know, because we know too much, have seen too much, experienced too much. Calority is.
Also, it has come to our attention that a lot of the viewers may not like me, so if you don't want me on the shows anymore, give us a comment.
We don't need it. No, we don't need
it. Just in case, we saw a comment, the guy in the glasses sucks. So, willing to leave for the fans.
I'm not willing to remove Dylan. So
I am, just comment as much as you can.
I'll work on it, is what I'm trying to say.
No.
That's all.
We're just going to kick him out. Just crack the beer.
I think that's all we got. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been Saturday Alert Podcast. Leave a like and listen. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Let's get a hammer, boys.